Dear friends, there is a prayer in the Mass that's often overlooked or glazed over, and it's called the preface. The preface. Now, normally, whenever we think of preface, you know, we think of a preface of a book as, oh, it's not really all that important, right? It's just someone, you know, who kind of wants to give their endorsement to that book. But the real meat of the book is later. The preface of the Mass, however, is a little bit different. And yes, it is kind of, sometimes we miss it, or don't give it too much attention because it's kind of wedged in between the offertory and the holy, holy, holy. But whenever we pray the preface at Mass, it consists of three parts. The first part is, you'll notice it's the need to give thanks to God. You know, it begins something like, it is truly right and just, always and everywhere to give you thanks, da-da-da-da, right? And then the preface ends exhorting us to praise God like the angels did when they announced the birth of Jesus. Holy, 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 right? But it's in the middle of the preface. The middle of the preface describes for us the mystery or the feast that we are celebrating. And today, when we celebrate the Feast of the Ascension, it's very rich, very rich. This is what the preface says. This is the beginning of the preface, the first part. For the Lord Jesus, the King of glory, conqueror of sin and death, ascended today to the highest heavens as the angels gazed in wonder. So let's look at this just very briefly. It's the end of the Easter season, right? Next Sunday is Pentecost, the last day of the Easter season. And so today, we look at Jesus as the conqueror of sin and death, right? Because Jesus has died and has risen, he's conquered sin and death, and we are able to live with him forever. And so today, 40 days after Easter, the Bible says, so Ascension should have been on Thursday, right? And for some of you, if you remember growing up, it probably changed 30 years ago, 20, 30 years ago. Ascension was always 40 days after Easter, because that's what Scripture tells us. But for some reason, you know, the decision was made, well, 43 days is good enough. So we celebrate the Ascension today. But it's all the same feast. Pretend this is 40 days after Easter. Jesus ascends to heaven, where he sits at the right hand of God. The second part of this preface tells us why. It says, mediator between God and man, judge of the world and Lord of hosts, he ascended, not to distance himself from our lowly state, but that we, his members, might be confident of following where he, our head and founder, has gone before. You see, these prayers are so rich, and sometimes when I pray them, I'm like, I wish I could explain everything that this means, because it helps us to unpack it just a little bit. So this second part of the preface tells us why Jesus ascends. He ascends to heaven not to distance himself, not to leave us, not to say like, well, I'm kind of, my time is over now, so now I'm kind of done with those people, I'm going back to my Father. It's not that at all. He's not distancing himself from us. But think of who Jesus is. What happens at Christmas? Jesus is God who assumes, who takes up a human nature like us, just like us. And he goes to heaven so that we would know, ordinary men and women, just like you and me, so that we would know that we were meant to go to heaven too. You see, in other words, we were never meant simply for this world or for this life alone. But we were created for something that is beyond our reach. Think about this. Why did God create you? Why did God create me? And look at this from God's perspective, right? Yes, we were created to know, love, and serve God, right? But look at it from God's perspective. Why did God create you and me? God didn't just create us and then think, well, I better do something with this person, right? But think about it this way, that God first thought of us in his mind. He loved us and desired for us to live with him forever in heaven. And for that reason, he brings us into existence. God first knows and loves us and wants us to live with him in heaven. And for this reason, he creates us. So Jesus' ascension into heaven, it's a temptation to think, well, what does that have to do with me? That's only Jesus going back to his Father. But friends, it has everything to do with you. It shows us that we were not meant simply for this world. Jesus ascends to heaven so that we would be confident in following him where he has gone before. St. Paul in our second reading says, he says, may the eyes of your hearts be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call. Paul prays right here that our hearts may be enlightened, that we may receive an illumination in our hearts, so that we may understand the greatness of this calling. Our calling, our destiny, our true homeland, which is in heaven. And to always have this at the forefront of our minds. That every decision that we make in our daily lives, the decisions that we make today and tomorrow and the next day, each decision we make is either a step closer to being with God in heaven, or it's one step away to be separated from him. So let us choose to live with heaven in our minds each day, and to make every decision, and every action that we make with that goal in mind, our true homeland, to be with God forever in heaven, where he sits at the right hand of the Father today. Amen.